is this Stanley Johnson or Patrick McCaw? Because we all saw the clip of you being mistaken for Patrick McCaw. Is that the first time somebody actually called you Patrick McCaw? And has been another instance where you've been mistaken for other players?
I mean, OG, I think you know it's tough a little bit, but Patrick, me and him, I don't think we look alike at all, but it's pretty funny.
You obviously you sign here with Toronto, and we all know, we've all watched, when the Raptors play in Detroit, it always feels like a home game. When you were at the Pistons, how was it like when you're in your own arena and the cheers are louder for the visiting team? Did that factor into saying, you know what, maybe I should sign with the Raptors? That fan base is crazy.
No, man, it was really crazy. I remember my first year, I was talking to Brandon Jennings, and he was like, yeah, you know, this is going to be a home game for them. And I never could imagine, because I went to Arizona and I'm out of day and stuff like that. I never could imagine more away fans coming to, you know, especially coming across the border and coming, you know, making it a home game. It was really crazy. And that really, honestly, I'm such a competitor, I really didn't even notice. But definitely when I was thinking about it in free agency, I was like, well, I know if I go here, the fans will be amazing. Obviously, watching it through the playoffs and stuff like that, you see the support they had, and it wasn't even like they were like negative. Like some fan bases, it was negative. It was like a really like enjoying the game and stuff like that. And that I can really appreciate as a player and as a competitor. I know how much it helps having a fan base behind you.
When did the Raptors kind of get onto your radar? When did you start to talk to Masai and Bobby about potentially coming here? When did this kind of come to fruition?
I think, you know, between him and my agency, Bill and Nima, they have a good relationship with a lot of front offices and GMs. And for me, I always, you know, admired what was going on in Toronto before I was there, and especially seeing Masai in the draft process. They have a lot of coaches that I had seen in the draft process as well. But I couldn't really talk to him until I got in the free agency, and then, you know, really the first call, as soon as the time hit, was Masai, and we talked for about 30 minutes, Bob as well. And after that, I was on my radar, and I, you know, went through the process with some teams, but I think at the very start, I felt like this is going to be the right spot for me, just what we were talking about and how I feel like I can, you know, come in and help right away, stuff like that, so.
It has to feel great knowing that the defending NBA champions came after you early and came to you, and now you got a chance to be out there and are playing in Las Vegas. What are some of the things that you see out there in Vegas where do you realize, like, this is going to be a really good fit for me, and how is that going out there in Vegas for you?
I mean, from watching it from afar, I really didn't get a chance to watch a lot of games. I watched one game live, but I mean, I'm pretty familiar with Nick Nurse's system. It's very similar to Dwayne Casey's in Detroit. And, you know, he lets players play. He lets versatile players play. You know, if you can defend and dribble and run, you look pretty good in the offense. So those are my skills. Those are some of my traits that I can bring to the table. For me, it's pretty simple. It's pretty easy for me to see, you know, how I would integrate myself into the offense and the defense and become a better player.
You talk about becoming a better player. What are some of the things you think you need to work on as a Raptor?
For me, I think it's just obviously staying locked in, more consistently, and just making the shots I'm supposed to make. I feel like if I can make the shots I'm supposed to make, I can bring some strength on the defensive end. That's going to help, I think, any team. I can get to the rim and finish, and just making the jump shots I'm supposed to make. And that's what I've been working on all summer. I've had a long summer with us not making the playoffs with the Pelicans. So I've had a lot of time, and it's not just a one-year, one-summer thing. I've been working on it, you know, the majority of my whole career, going back through high school and stuff like that. So I think every year I've got a little better technique-wise and form-wise. And, you know, this year I'm looking for it to all come together at one time, and I think it will.
New Raptors guard Stanley Johnson joining us here on Good Show. It's Tim and George. It's Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Seeing Pascal Siakam, you know, be the sixth man of the year and how his career just exploded here as a Raptor. Every year he got better. Similar with DeMar DeRozan. He was a guy that worked on his game year in, year out. And it all happened here in Toronto. Are you expecting that with how the Raptors are great at developing guys, do you expect obviously the same thing? And was that one of the big factors why you ultimately decided to come here?
Yeah, me being 23, I know I want to get a lot better at basketball. And just seeing what they've done with Pascal and guys like DeMar DeRozan, you know, Fred VanVleet, Kyle Lowry, I definitely want to add my name to that list of players who got a lot better, and they've shown and proved it. So, and for me, that was really big. You just see guys around the league, and I think they've pretty much done the best job of getting, you know, homegrown, getting players better year to year. And I've watched it with Pascal. You know, being in LA, he trains in LA all summer. So I've watched him get better. I've watched the work he's done, and I've seen that at work. So it's pretty easy to see and, you know, make the relationship between that.
Hey, Stanley, your mom was a Hall of Fame player at Jackson State. And how many games did she let you win growing up, you know, on one-on-one or horse games or anything like that?
She didn't let me win any games. I ended up winning some games. When I got older, I remember until I was about 12 years old, she used to beat me all the time. She had a really nice jab jumper, and she was 6'2". So until I got about 6'2 myself, I couldn't beat her. She was a hell of a player, that's for sure.
Stanley, we hear a lot of negativity around here about, you know, a lot of American players don't want to sign in Canada. What are some of the maybe misconceptions you have about Canada right now that maybe we can walk you through that aren't really true? Is there anything you're worried about moving to Canada here to play for the Raptors that you want to share with us?
No. I mean, I come to Canada a lot, Toronto a lot, at least like mostly coming for the week. So I'm very familiar with the city. I have no problem. I really didn't understand it, especially I heard some things this summer, you know, obviously with Kawhi doing his thing, that, you know, oh, it's so hard to exist, and I didn't feel like it was that hard. I feel like Toronto is a great city. It reminds me of New York. Obviously, it gets cold, but in Detroit, it got cold as well, and I thought it was good there as well. So I like it. It has great restaurants, you know, a great basketball team. Great fans, and I'm really excited to play and move there.
Hey, Stanley, I'm from Brea, California, so I moved here. If you need any help when you get here, okay. Let me know. You guys wouldn't have won those four CIF championships at modern day, like maybe if we were close in age at all. You know, I had the pleasure of playing for a really young Coach McKnight on some travel teams when I was in high school. Can you talk about like what he meant to you? And you know, you were with him 4 years. You're a 4-year starter in high school, and how he prepared you for life moving forward and not only going to the University of Arizona, but for professional basketball?
You know, Coach McKnight, he was great for me. I had a great time in high school. I think if I had one thing that I learned that was the most influential on me, I guess, if that's the right word, was he just said that, you're not going to be there for basketball all your life, so take every day. Don't take any day for granted. And as a high school player, sometimes you get out there and you're more talented than the competition, so you start doing, you know, wild things, or you might not come in the gym every day extremely focused. And I think he told me that, and it took me a while, kind of hit me in the head later, but after I understood it, I definitely applied it now. And, you know, every time you go in the gym, whether it's a workout or just a game, you want to try to be your best and at your best, because, you know, at the end of the day, basketball, you can only play for so long at a high level. So every day you have, go in there and give it your best and make it count.